Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our careful reasoning, we search to no avail.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie, the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, all available wherever books are sold. Janet Christie, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you.
It's leverageanddevelopment.com.
Leverageanddevelopment.com. Check it out. Yeah, they can find out all the things that you do to help small business owners there, can't they?
Yes.
And I encourage you to take advantage of whatever Janet offers. Janet, we're talking about what you call pseudo customer service. This is the things that you describe here. You actually wrote an article about this. The things you describe are the best way to ensure that your business doesn't last. What do you think?
Oh, that's a good way to put it, because if you do the things in the article, then you probably won't have a business for very long.
That's right. That's right. Especially in today's world where people have so many choices. What are some other examples of what not to do?
Well, one of the things is taking complaints personal. When I was in telecommunications, I used to teach some courses on handling difficult customers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I tried to teach people was not to take complaints personal. Even if it is your small business, the complaint is about what happened with them. It's not necessarily about you personally. And if you start getting personal in it, then you'll never be able to solve the problem. And you probably will come across to them as you don't care about them, and that's what we've been talking
about.
And
this is something that the owner especially needs to be careful about, because if you're the owner, you're probably the one who decided to buy that product to make it available, and it's one of your babies.
Oh, yeah.
And this person has just come in to say your baby is ugly.
Yeah, that would be like somebody coming into your home
that's
and telling
right.
you that you know it was ugly or what a... atrocious sofa. Or
So be careful.
Horrible.
Be careful, folks. You know, everybody doesn't regard your baby like you do. So be careful about that. All right, what's next?
Using a patronizing tone or attitude when a customer has a question or complaint. And what I'm talking about here is that if you sound condescending or superior, like you know something and then it comes across that maybe they don't know something. And
mm-hmm.
just because they don't know doesn't make them stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and actually that is an opportunity to make a sale, because that gives you an opportunity to show them how it can help them, whatever your product or service is. But if you come across as being superior, then they're not going to want to do business with you, because it doesn't matter how wonderful your product or service is. If they have to deal with you, that's not going to be fun.
And this comes back to training, because if you train your people, if somebody asks you a question, that means they're getting that much closer to buying. When somebody has a complaint, they may be our best friend that day, because they may be identifying something that we didn't know needs to be fixed. So either way, a question or a complaint is a good thing. And you have to think of it that way. And you have to train your people not only to see it and to work with it, but to understand that those are your standards.
Yes.
All right, what else? What's the next one?
Well, one of the ones that just frosts me is when you're buying something and are you done, you know, you've called into a help desk or something.
Yeah.
And at the end they say, of course, is there anything else I can do? They should say that. But then they say, well, you probably will be surveyed, and I hope that you will be able to give me an excellent. And what happens is, instead of companies using this to find out how their customer service is, they focus on getting that excellent rating, and anything less than that
mm-hmm.
is considered, you know, bad
mm-hmm.
instead of informational.
Mm-hmm.
So they're so focused on getting a good rating on that call, not on the fact that they actually helped you or solved
right.
the problem
right.
or did what you needed done. So don't fall into that trap when you're a small business of just trying to get fives on everything.
Right.
Use that as information to truly
ask the question and pray for the truth.
Yes.
And believe it when you get it.
Because the truth is what's going to give you the information to improve and grow. And
It sets you free, doesn't it? Doesn't the truth set you free?
Yes, it does.
Well, you know, whenever someone does a good job on a phone mm-hmm. call like that, I'll say, can I speak to your manager? You want to speak to me? Yeah, I'd like to speak to your manager. And then when they get the manager, I say, I just want you to know Susan did a good job. You know, I'll do that in the store. If someone does a good job waiting on me, I'll say, is your manager here? Oh, yeah, you know, they're scared to death. And I get their manager and I say, Bill did a good job today. Just wanted you to know that.
And
I do that all the time.
So rarely.
My family hates it when I do that, but I do it. All right, we got time for one more real quick one.
Saying that's what my order says
when a customer
tells you the order is wrong.
That's our policy. That fits in the same category, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Folks, your policies are junk and they're dangerous if they don't align with what customers want or expect. Janet, give us
don't
a website.
Hide behind them.
Give us the website one more time.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
She's the best. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. Janet, come back soon.
Okay.
Good job today. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.